Welcome in, everybody, to Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee, the show where we get to look at Giles, Lawrence, and Murray counties, all from the pages of your community newspaper. I'm Scott Stewart, publisher of the Lawrence County Advocate, Pulaski Citizen, and Main Street Murray. This week, I got to visit Richland School, where the FBLA there has started a coffee shop, okay? And the chamber cut the ribbon at the coffee shop at Richland. It was the chamber coffee at the coffee shop. Pretty good stuff. We've got a video of the event with Caitlin Bass and Addison King, a couple of students there that were involved in creating this coffee shop, telling us all about it. We get the picture. We got a video of them cutting the ribbon. It's a very impressive, and it made me kind of wonder, y'all, how would it have been if I'd had a coffee shop when I was in high school? And then I got thinking, well, it probably would have made a difference. But hey, and by the way, they're serving almost 80 students in 25 minutes in the mornings there at Richland School at that coffee shop. Pretty good stuff. Just to highlight a few things going on across Southern Middle Tennessee over the next week, there's a plant sale at the Hope Botanical Gardens down in Leoma. That's Saturday from 7 to noon. It includes flowers and vegetable plants. SCRH Lawrenceburg is going to hold its community health fair Saturday with screenings available, fresh refreshments, and giveaways. In Giles County, the 15th annual Southern Lawn and Garden Show. I know I told you it was last week. Sorry, I was wrong about that. Sorry if you drove over here, but probably wasn't too bad of a drive to get over here and check it out. But this week, you can come in over here and actually see the 15th annual Lawn and Garden Show here at the AgriPark in Giles County. That's Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th. The 12th annual FFA plant sale up at Richland is also this week. It's Thursday and Friday, the 11th and the 12th. So don't miss out on that as well. And in downtown Pulaski this week, it's the first Saturdays on the Square for the year. And it starts at 5:30, and it's going to feature the music of Shelby Lee Lowe. So get on out here to Pulaski, 5:30 downtown. If you've not seen Saturdays on the Square over here in Pulaski, come over here and check it out. In Murray County, they're dealing with the annual Mule Day hangover. So after the annual Mule Day comes, you know, the annual Mule Day hangover. And but there's still a lot to be found going on in Columbia at community events. Something of note for next week, though, is in Murray County is that John Oates of Hall & Oates fame is going to be performing at Columbia State Community College. That's Thursday the 18th. That's next Thursday. Every single one of our papers has a ton of events, okay, that are happening all across Southern Middle Tennessee. And if you want to submit your event, just go ahead and email it to me. And I could give you three different emails, but why? Here, just let me give you one. I promise I'll send it on to whoever needs to get it so we make sure you get it in the paper. My email is sstewart@mainstreetmediatn.com. That's sstewart@mainstreetmediatn.com. Send it to me. I'll get it to the right person. Let's see what's in store this week with our wraps for each newspaper, okay? Starting this week with the Lawrence County Advocate wrap. On the front page of the Lawrence County Advocate this week, the Lawrenceburg Firefighters Association has unveiled the Firefighter Memorial over at Fire Station Number 2. You need to go over there and check that out. It's pretty moving, and we've got a picture on the front page. The Lawrenceburg City Council gave its consensus support to the police department to pursue a grant for license plate readers in the city. The city of St. Joseph celebrated their new city hall with a ribbon cutting. That's on the front page. And also on the front this week, the county commission recognized 99 Lawrence County students at its March meeting. So we've got that. Inside, STRHS Lawrenceburg welcomes a new provider. Crockett Theater had a ribbon cutting on renovations. The county commission deferred a decision to purchase property. We've got the honor roll and perfect attendance from Lawrenceburg Public School and the honor roll from Summertown Elementary School. The Advocate has local obituary announcements, puzzles, church directory. Our sports coverage is a little limited this week due to all the weather last week, and doesn't look like there's going to be a whole lot going on this week, at least early on with all the weather we've had so far this week. But we're going to get you what you need to know, especially as we get off into, these teams get off into district play. We've got three auction announcements in this week's Advocate, a Hojo photo, and some spring home and garden tips. Every bit of that and more are available in this week's Lawrence County Advocate, which is available every Wednesday for free at markets all across Lawrence County. Now, if you'd like to have it delivered to your mailbox each week, call 762-1726. That's 762-1726 to pick up an annual subscription. Hey, and just as an update, since beginning our subscriptions back in March, we are very close to reaching our 100th subscriber. Thank you for supporting your community through your community newspaper. We're real excited about that. We're going to be right back after this.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
Having a good, confident smile and being able to portray that positivity to others is really helpful.
A professional family atmosphere is what we get every time we come here.
Our hygienists do a better job at kind of assessing mouths and coming up with plans than most dentists do.
They're very kind and they're very aware of other people.
I think if there's things that I would want you to leave here with, I want you to feel like you were heard, that we listened to you, and I want you to feel like that your concerns were addressed.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
Whether you're an athlete or a weekend warrior, when it comes to your performance, don't settle for anything less than excellence. We're proud to announce that Mid-Tennessee Bone and Joint Clinic is now Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance of Columbia, where we are redefining sports medicine and orthopedics. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance's team of expert sports medicine physicians understands the unique demands of your body. TOA Columbia specializes in personalized orthopedic care, offering state-of-the-art treatments for everything from sports injuries to joint replacements. Learn more at toacolumbia.com.
It's time now for the Main Street Murray Wrap, and well, we had that celebration of Mule Day last week. 50 years, long years, and what a celebration it was. We've got two pages of photos in Main Street Murray this week, as well as hundreds of photos on our website, mainstreetmurray.com. That's mainstreetmurray.com, hundreds of photos. And some of the videos that I took at the parade or just before the parade on the Main Street Murray Facebook page. So go up there and check that. We'll call it the Mule Day Immersive Experience. How about that? Courtesy of Main Street Media. And we hope you enjoy it in all of its forms. I'd also like to say how much I enjoyed meeting and talking to folks before the parade. And I'm looking at you, Red Solo Cup. I met some great folks who wanted to know more about Main Street Murray, and it was a blast telling you all about your local newspaper. Anyway, back to the week's paper. On the front, we've got an article highlighting Murray Regional Medical's proposed sale of property on Trotwood for a potential hotel. Pretty interesting stuff. The Columbia City Council will meet Thursday, and part of that meeting will be a public hearing on the proposed sewer rate increase that is tabbed to pay for the new wastewater treatment plant. The Murray County Building Committee has formed a steering committee to consider a new administrative complex, and the Murray County Fire Department has received a $104,000 grant from the Gary Sinise Foundation for a 22-foot water rescue boat. All that on the front page. And that's just the front page, by the way. Inside, we've got those two picture pages of Mule Day I was talking about, local obituary announcements. The Spring Hill Ultium plant has delivered its first battery cells. Congratulations to those guys. John Oates to perform at Columbia State Community College, as I told you to open the show up. Church director, classifieds, and public notice announcements. We got comics and puzzles, community announcements, and Mount Pleasant's Knights of the Columbus has announced their annual law enforcement officer of the year. As always, Main Street Murray is the only place you're going to get two pages full of the deals at the Pig. That's right, the Piggly Wiggly, and it's right down at Neely's Mill Shopping Center down there. Don't miss the deals. Piggly Wiggly is in their second big week of their April Mega Meat Sale. I don't know what better news we could get this week than there's a Mega Meat Sale at Piggly Wiggly, except for the fact that it's the second week of it. So get down to Piggly Wiggly. Check it out in Main Street Murray. See all the deals they've got. Go to Piggly Wiggly and pick up and get in on that Mega Meat Sale. Hey guys, Main Street Murray is packed full of a lot of information each week. And I'll say it again, you are not going to get the kind of comprehensive coverage of Murray County like you get in Main Street Murray each week. It's just not going to happen. You've got to get your copy from markets across the county or get a subscription. And you can go to mainstreetmurray.com to get that subscription. And I have not even touched on sports yet. We've got all kinds of sports news coming out of Murray County. Let's go to Mo and see what he has for us this week.
Hey, I'm Maurice Patton, sports editor at Main Street Murray. In this week's print edition of the paper, we've got breaking news. Well, it's not breaking now, but it was breaking at the area. High school basketball coach John Wild has stepped down at Santa Fe after one season. The Basketball Coaches Association of Tennessee Hall of Famer, 600 plus wins under his belt, left Santa Fe after going 11-17 this past season. He will be taking the girls basketball coaching position over at Forest in Chapel Hill, which conveniently enough is where he lives. So, big move there as Santa Fe joins Columbia Central and Spring Hill and looking for girls basketball coaches this offseason, as well as Battle Creek, which will open at the start of the upcoming school year. So if you're a girls basketball coach and you're looking to make a move, this might be someplace you want to consider because we got spots. Also, in high school baseball action, we've got coverage of a cold doubleheader on Friday night between Zion Christian and Mount Pleasant. Check that out, as a couple of young teams got after it Friday night. Also, Columbia Academy continuing to have some success. We've got coverage of a district series sweep that they had earlier last week against Battleground Academy. We also have continued coverage of Williamson County girls flag football. They had their second weekend of competition this past weekend, and we've got results, we've got standings, and we've got this week's upcoming schedule all in the print edition, so be sure and check that out. Also, if you are a 13 to 15 year old baseball player looking to play some summer ball once your middle school season or your high school season, depending on where you are, gets over with, the Marshall County Babe Ruth League will be inviting players from Columbia, or from Murray County, and from Giles County yet again, as they have for the last 3 or 4 years. So we've got an article on that with contact information if you would like to sign up to play some summer league baseball over in Marshall County in the Babe Ruth League there. So be sure and see that in our print edition as well. We've got all sorts of Larry Woody outdoors coverage as per usual. So that's this week's print edition of Main Street Murray. Be sure and check out the website at mainstreetmurray.com, as again, we will continue to have coverage of Williamson County girls flag football, high school spring sports action, and anything else that comes across our purview. So be sure and visit mainstreetmurray.com. Be sure and see the print edition of Main Street Murray this week, next week, every week. Thanks. We'll see you.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
I've always met wildest expectations as far as taking care of my teeth and my health. You know, teeth health is very important now to your heart. And I told him one day, I said, I'd love to have nice teeth and nice hair. And he said, well, I can take care of the teeth, but I can't take care of the hair. And I said, you can make my teeth? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's go for it. And he did. And I have been tremendously pleased. Dr. Hart, if you need him at night, he's here. This staff here will take care of you 24/7. You don't have to worry about, I can't get a hold of my dentist, my tooth's hurting. No, they will be here for you. And if I could get Dr. Hart to take that same artistry that he has and grow hair, then he would be double rich.
And this week's Pulaski Citizen Rep is one of my favorite people at Citizen Spotlight. It's Harold Wisdom. Anybody who's been in First National Bank over the past 50 years has seen or met Harold. And Harold is retiring. So this week, he gets that spot of honor, top and center of the front page. And congratulations, Harold. The County Commission will meet at 5 p.m. Monday on the second floor of the courthouse. Don't forget, that's 5 p.m. Monday. There's a lot of incorrect information that's floating around Giles County these days about what's going on with the County Commission. Take a minute to read the articles about what's coming up and what's not supposed to be on the County Commission's April meeting. But let me just say this, no matter what, our County Commissioners can bring any item to the floor of any of their full County Commission meetings, whether it's on the agenda or has any kind of committee recommendations. I always remember that. So no matter what they plan on having, they can have just about anything that a commissioner wants to bring forward. So we were scraping the bottom of the barrel for photos this week and ended up with sports editor Wade Neely and staff writer Chandler Harmon on the front page playing with their Lego toys. That's right. Chandler's written us an article about the Tennessee Valley Lego Club that is coming to Pulaski Saturday. And also on the front page this week, we announced the plans for Sundrop Fest, which is coming up June the 8th, and it's going to be here before we know it. And don't miss, as I said in the opening for the show, the 12th annual FFA plant sale at Richland School. That's Thursday and Friday. And the 15th annual Southern Lawn and Garden Home Show coming up at the Agri Park Friday and Saturday. That's a lot already, okay? But that's just page one. Inside, it's Realtors Week. More County Commission information, obituaries, backward glances, property transfers, court docket, community briefs. Severe weather shelters are needed in Giles County. And Johnny Phelps, Giles Pass, highlights Pleasant Valley community. Once again, the Pulaski Citizen is packed full of coverage from all across Giles County. You're not going to get the kind of coverage of Giles County available in the Pulaski Citizen each week. You're just not going to find it. We appreciate everyone who picks up or receives a Citizen each week. Call 363-3544 extension 7 to find out about signing up for an annual subscription to the traditional newspaper and or our weekly online edition. And if what I've told you about the Citizen isn't enough, how about some sports? We've dragged Wade away from his Legos long enough to tell us all about sports in Giles County this week. Let's go see what he's got.
Hey, folks, Wade Neely here, sports editor at the Pulaski Citizen, telling you guys what's in print and what's online this week for the April 10th edition of the Pulaski Citizen sports page. Our feature story this week, what a run for Richland Raider sophomore Cooper Jackson, who has thrown his second straight no-hitter. Cooper has been on fire this year, tossing a first no-hitter at Culioca a couple of weeks ago, and then following up last week with a no-no on the road at Cornersville. This kid has been on fire for Richland. He's a sophomore, and so we caught up with him. We caught up with his head coach, Matt Sakowicz, first-year head coach, Matt Sakowicz. And it was a great time catching up with those guys. That's our feature story this week. Make sure you check that out. We also talked about the Giles County Lady Bobcat softball program. We did a broadcast on Pulaski Citizen Live last week on Monday. They did fall to Ardmore out of Alabama, but Ardmore is a very, very good team in the state of Alabama. But Giles County bounced back in a big way. They got wins versus Tullahoma and Franklin County. They remain undefeated in district play. As we flip through our sports page, Giles County Soccer, I was on hand last week. Man, what a heartbreaker as the Bobcats fall to Central Magnet. 4-3 was your score there last Thursday at Rotary Soccer Park. The Bobcats coming up just shy. They led virtually the entire second half, only to see that lead slip away in the final 10 minutes. You can read a recap there. You can also read about Giles County, who did pick up a win earlier in the week, 9-0. Versus Fayetteville. From there, we have a few little miniature updates. We have an update on Richland soccer as the Raiders got wins last week versus Fayetteville and Wayne County. Got an update on the Lady Raiders as they got a 7-3 win versus Cornersville last Friday night. And also was on hand to see Bridgeforth knock out Lincoln County last week in middle school soccer action. 4-0 was your score there. By the time you're watching this, Richland and Bridgeforth soccer will be playing in that final middle school showdown. We'll have a recap in print. So that's something to look ahead to for next week's edition. But this is a jam-packed edition. You can always catch words from our good friend Larry Woody, who's talking about the great outdoors, fishing, wildlife, maybe even a little eclipse talk. You never know what you're going to get from Larry Woody. So that's all in this week's print edition. And if you missed any of it, you can catch us online at PulaskiCitizen.com. Wade Ely saying so long for now. We'll see you next week here with an update from the Pulaski Citizen sports page.
All right, well, first, thank you all for coming. We're very excited to see just such a good crowd. But I'm actually going to turn it over to our two general managers. As part of this endeavor, these kids have jobs here. So every 3 weeks, we kind of switch. So our first general manager was Caitlin Bass. And then our current general manager is Addison King. So we'll let them tell you about what we're doing.
Well, welcome to Raider Roast. We started this business at the beginning of the semester, so as soon as we come back after Christmas. I'm a junior here at Richland High School, and Addison's a sophomore. We come into this not knowing anything about what we were getting into. Some of us come from business backgrounds. My grandparents used to own a business. Her dad owns a restaurant, so we were kind of knowing what we were getting into, but not necessarily all the loopholes we had to get through, especially being a school. We started totally grant-based money. Our countertops that you see that are beautifully made were made by our construction class. Mr. Hood's back there. Our art club painted the logo on our wall. So we're definitely trying to keep it in school. We wanted everybody to be involved. We wanted it to be very school-based. We are self-efficient at the moment, so every revenue we make buys our inventory, and then all of our profits made goes into our FBLA account to help our club support itself and take trips. So we're definitely excited to have you on here. Yeah, we're strictly run by our students, so everybody has a job. So from general manager to marketing manager to inventory manager to finance manager, down to our baristas and our cashiers. Everybody has a role, everybody has a position, and everybody must fill that role on Friday mornings when students will start walking in the door at 7:30. So we definitely have jobs, and then we support to our chairman. So just to brag on these kids, our first week we opened up, we served 86 kids in 46 minutes. Our goal is to be open from 7:30 to 7:55 so the kids can get the first period on time. That didn't happen week one. We have streamlined our process, and we have served 79 kids in 25 minutes. So it's quite impressive what these kids have done in a matter of just a couple of weeks to be able to do learn the ins and outs. It's definitely some real life experiences, even dealing with the Karens of the world every now and then when the customer comes through. But they've done a fantastic job taking on these roles and doing well. I want to say a couple of thank yous. I know a couple of people have to go. Where is Jake Hammond is our CTE director here at Giles County. He put the grant together for this to all happen and put the idea in our head. So without him being here in our community, this wouldn't happen. So we certainly appreciate all the work that he's done to help businesses. It's a good one to know. If we're missing something in our school system that we can help you as employers for future employees, he's the man to talk to. So make sure you meet him today if you haven't met him before. Scott Blair is our principal here at Richland. We are blessed to have this man here as our leader. If you can't find somebody better to support our students, to support our faculty and staff, I've come to him several times with ideas, and it's never that questioning look. It's always, how can I help? And that goes a long ways with making these kind of things outside the box happen. We certainly appreciate all you do for it. In the end, I've got Misty and Megan.
They're right there.
These two ladies co-sponsor FBLA with me. FBLA is Future Business Leaders of America. It's like FSA to Ag. This is what we have for our business club. So
a year ago, the three of us started brainstorming as Jake tasked us to come up with a business. And so we thought and came up with it. Miss Steven a year ago said, wouldn't it be cool if we did a coffee shop with the chamber coffee hosting? And so it's neat to see all this come together. These two ladies help every week to keep this operating and running. Everybody needs a Misty and Megan in their life. I certainly appreciate all the work that they've done to put this together today. So other than that, there are lots of other people that have had hands in this. Jim Green, thank you for painting the walls, for the coffee, for listening to me at all hours of the night to make this happen. I appreciate all your support. But these kids, they're the stars of today. We certainly appreciate you being here. I will mention that my business management, the ones you see here, they have a test tomorrow over today. They have to write an essay because we are finishing our personal management skills of how to network, relationship build, and communicate. So they're going to be meeting you today to learn how you could connect to their career path and help them out down the road. Because we all know, it's the reason you're here, networking is key in business. So I'll be making some introductions here in just a couple minutes. But we again, thank you for being here and supporting us.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather today.
Fred Gossage filling in for Ben Luna on this Wednesday morning. Build Your Day hourly forecast showing off and on periods of wet and rumbly weather today. Daytime highs near 70 degrees. Periods of showers and a few rumbles of thunder this morning. Maybe a break of sunshine late morning into the midday. And then more showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight. And this afternoon and tonight, there could be some gusty winds involved as well. Not expecting a big severe storm threat today. We'll talk about it here. Rain this morning. That shifts northeast. Maybe a break around midday. Can't even rule out a peak of sunshine today completely, warming us into the upper 60s to near 70. After 1, 2 o'clock, more showers and thunderstorms move into the area, and between 1 or 2 this afternoon and 6 this evening, I can't rule out a few strong thunderstorms developing with the main threat, gusty winds. So we could see a few severe thunderstorm warnings this afternoon, 1 or 2 of them. Not expecting a big severe storm threat. Just don't be surprised at a severe thunderstorm warning or two. Main risk of widespread damaging winds or tornado risk, however, is well off to our south. Having said that, this is April, and it's the Tennessee Valley. So even when we're not expecting a big situation, we always stay prepared just in case there is a stray thunderstorm that tries to rotate. Not expecting a tornado threat in the local area today, but when it comes to thunderstorms, we expect the unexpected. So we will be here monitoring things this afternoon, just not expecting big problems with that, but can't rely on a stray severe thunderstorm warning. What we're watching for this evening will be on the back side of the line of thunderstorms, where if you watched my wake-up weather this morning or you watched me last night, there could be the development of what we call a wake low. A wake low is a smaller-scale low-pressure system that can develop on the backside of a line of thunderstorms or a cluster of thunderstorms. Because of that tight air pressure gradient you get with that, there can sometimes be some gusty winds not associated with thunderstorms, and we may see that this evening into tonight, 30 to 45 miles per hour. That could be enough to knock over patio furniture or knock over a stray tree limb onto power line and cause an isolated, short-lived power outage, or it could knock over your trash can or something like that, just that kind of thing. Be aware of that this evening and tonight in case the winds do get gusty. And then on through tomorrow morning, maybe a few showers and rumbles of thunder, but not expecting severe storms here either. Through today, tonight, and tomorrow morning, another 1 to 2 inches of rain possible across the area. So can't rule out some localized street flooding, but any big flash flooding threat will be down in the South Alabama and also back into central Mississippi, not really making it into our local area. So here's what we're watching for. Off and on periods of rain today, tonight, through Thursday. Very low threat of severe storms in our local area of southern Middle Tennessee and northwest Alabama. The main threat of widespread damaging winds, main tornado threat well off to our south. However, this afternoon, between about 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon, 6 p.m. this evening, there could be one or two storms that prompt a severe thunderstorm warning for gusty winds. So don't be caught off guard by that, and don't be overly worried. Just if you get a severe thunderstorm warning, get inside away from windows, you'll be just fine. Otherwise, The main ticket item we're watching besides heavy rainfall and thunder, we'll watch for that possibility of a wake low this evening with 30 to 45 mile per hour wind gust possible tonight. Cool for the next couple days. Still cloudy and rainy Thursday. Highs in the mid-60s. We get back to sunshine on Friday, but still in the 60s. But we get a southwesterly flow over the weekend with partial sunshine. That means mid to upper 70s to near 80, carrying us all the way into the first part of next week. So upper 60s, lower 70s this afternoon, mostly cloudy. And I'll call it mostly cloudy because we could have a peak of sunshine around midday with showers and thunderstorms likely off and on this morning, then again this afternoon and evening. Northwest Alabama looking like more of the same. Periods of off and on showers and thunderstorms here with mostly cloudy skies with daytime highs in upper 60s and lower 70s. Rain and thunderstorms today and tonight, lingering showers for Thursday, then back to partial sunshine for Friday in the weekend, warming over the weekend, and I think we're near 80 degrees early next week with a few isolated thundershowers possible. There's a little latest 7-day forecast. Kelly Rossin's in the Weather Center live at noon today with another local weather update.
Well, I think from the show today, we could tell that we've hit spring wide open with events going on all across Southern Middle Tennessee. So make sure you tap into whatever's going on in your community by picking up and receiving your local newspaper. And don't forget, all of our newspapers are available in traditional newspaper form and online as an e-edition. So don't forget to check out our websites, PulaskiCitizen.com, LawrenceCountyAdvocate.net, and MainStreetMurray.com, where you can find out all of this news. We post all this news on our websites. We also have e-editions of our newspapers there. The Lawrence County Advocate, Main Street Murray, and Pulaski Citizen are dedicated to covering our communities because we are part of these communities, okay? We live, we shop, we recreate, we worship, and we share life with our readers. And that's the way it's supposed to be with your local newspaper. Thank you for letting us be a part of your lives each week.